you're here!
Alam namin kung bakit ka andito. Siguro marupok ka, no?
Or baka may daddy issues.
Well, pwede na naman you just wanna be an emotionally healthy adult.
Or baka you just really wanna listen to us banter and chika.
Well, Swissies and Broskies, whatever your reason may be, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Raw and Real Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Stacy, and this is our space where we talk about our faith, womanhood, and pressing social issues as raw and as real as we can be.
We hope you enjoy and pick up a few nuggets of wisdom along the way. Let's go!
Hello, everyone! We sound sick because, yes, we are sick.
Welcome back, Manila!
Yeah.
So, we just did, kumusta naman yung two-week Vietnam gallivanting natin?
Oh my gosh, I never really expected to enjoy that much in Vietnam.
Bakit? Bakit?
I really didn't know what to expect. Like, hindi naman ako nag-Google or nag-research about Vietnam.
Oh.
Nothing.
Ah, so talagang ginawa mo akong travel agent mong hayop ka?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, I was so surprised to enjoy Vietnam. Like, the food.
Yeah. As a first timer, sige nga, rate mo yung trip natin.
Our trip was definitely 8.5 over 10.
Saan napunta yung
1.5?
Oh, minus ko yung 8.5 sa 10. May na...
Okay. So, yung 1.5. Nainis ako na we got ripped off by that cab driver when we got to Hanoi.
Di mo pa rin siya ma-forgive.
Di ko siya ma-forgive. So, pagbaba namin ng sleeper bus namin from Sapa to Hanoi, meron lang mga nag-aabang kasi doon, di ba, ng mga driver na parang...
Pero sobrang eager beaver kasi niya. And ang awkward nung pagkakababa nung bus. Kaya, di ba, parang tayo were itching to get a cab na din.
Oh, anyway, so yung bus, bigyan mo naman sila ng context, sis. Wala sila doon eh.
Hindi, yun nga yung sinasabi ko, ang awkward ng pagkaka-drop off sa atin ng bus.
Why? Why awkward?
Kasi binaba niya tayo sa ilalim ng skyway.
Yun.
Tapos, daanan tala. As in, may traffic ongoing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, all the luggages were just dumped at the side of the road. Yun. Like, sa gilid ng sidewalk, literal.
Inis ako sa part na yun.
Diba? Tapos, hindi man lang inasikaso, like, get it, everyone, one, get, parang one
get
for
out.
All,
one
for
oh,
all.
Get out of here.
We're like, what the heck? So, yung mga maleta pa naman natin were the biggest ones. Nilagay nila sa dulong-dulo at pinatungan pa ng iba pang bags.
Yeah, so anyway, fine. Eager beaver yung driver.
Then I asked him, diba? Meter? Oo siya ng, oh yes, meter.
Correct. Tapos nagulat na lang ako, yung meter nag-start sa 200,000 dong. I was like,
okay.
Huh? 200,000? 400 peso flag rate? Flag down rate?
Dapat nga 50,000 dong, pero hindi mo nga kasi sinabi. Hindi ka rin nag-react.
Nagulat ako eh. Parang, tsaka hindi tayo magkakaintindihan. Diba? He was driving. Ano, bibigyan ko siya ng text messages. Anyway.
Baka kinick out din tayo nun.
Oo, yun nga eh. Pero anyway, whatever happened, budol is real. Budol yun.
Alam diba? Mo.
Even when he finally dropped us off dun sa hotel.
Sabi ko, diba ako na yung nakipag-usap na parang too expensive.
Nainis siya. Oo, parang he got really pissed na.
Ayaw natin magbigay ng 300,000 dong.
Dude,
pero
that
dapat
was so...
yung price lang noon, 80 to 100 eh.
Yun nga.
Dong, 100,000.
So, yun yung 1.5 at saka may isa pa eh. May isa pang instance. Sinungitan ako nung lalaki yun sa Sapa.
Tawang-tawa ka doon. Okay, we were walking around Sapa looking for the next lunch spot after natin mag-fancy pan. And then,
may nakita kang strawberries.
Sabi ko, how much? Parang, ano, sweet, 60,000 dong daw, 60,000 dong.
Oh, ako, sinisipon ako sa lamig. Wala akong tissue, kailangan kong magsinga ng nose.
And ito yung nangyari, I remember now. I saw strawberries marked at 60,000 dong. And then, I wanted to buy one, pero yung nagbabantay, hindi naman marunong mag-English, so tinawag niya yung boss niya sa loob.
Oo.
Nung tinatawag niya yung boss niya sa loob, sumabay kang pumasok to get tissue, to blow your nose. Tapos sabi nung big boss, what are you doing?
To sabi, you should always ask for permission first.
Sabi mo, oh, I just needed to get tissue. No, you need to ask me first. okay, can I have some? Okay.
Yeah. Yun sabi niya, sabi ko, okay, so can I have some? Of course, of course. Parang, ah, okay.
Yun lang, gusto lang niya magpaka-boss.
Whatever.
So anyway, I got the strawberries and parang he was really in a pissy mood eh. Some Asians, you know, we can
actually,
be like
na-realize
that.
Actually, na-realize ko nga eh, parang grabe, Asians can be so moody. Yung may lang mag, di ba, even in the sleeper bus nung papunta na tayo ng Hanoi.
Ah, sungit din ng driver,
sungit ng
grabe.
Driver, parang toyo na
ito. Yung mga Aussie.
Oo.
Pero after nun, bait-baitan siya, di ba?
Yun nga eh, may mood swing talaga.
Para ikaw.
Yes, as an Asian.
Yeah. Anyway, overall, yun dun mo hinugot yung negative, yung minus mo na 1.5 sa mga moments na yun.
Yeah.
Talaga, hindi nabawi ng ibang good moments.
Sige, 9.
Yeah.
9.
Totoo, I was talking to a friend about this. Sabi niya, alam mo, sabi ko, alam mo, every time after a trip, nag-grade kami. Sabi nyo, ano ka, Agoda? Ano panda yan? Ano ka, booking.com? May rating? Sabi ko, hindi, gusto ko lang malaman, di ba?
Para
oh,
personal
na,
rating
oh,
mo,
personal
diba?
Rating lang
saka para then you see where
it can improve. Oh, so now we realize that we get really pissed when people boodle us. Like, we hate that.
Yeah, we hate that.
Absolutely.
Ah, at saka siguro din kasi me... Feeling ko there are a lot of things I bought na I could have found at a better price kung nag-ikot pa ako. Pero kasi yun yung deal with me. Yung parang every time we're shopping abroad, parang bibilin ko na ba to dito?
Or wala na ako makikita.
Or wala na ako makikita ganito. And more often than not, may nakikita pa rin akong ganun.
Hindi. Ito, natutunan ko to sa isa pang traveler friend ko. Sabi niya, katangahan na lang yun pag nag-scout ka pa ng same item na nabili mo.
Sabagay,
diba?
Matitingin
diba? Matitingin ka pa.
Uh-oh.
Either you get so pissed na it's at a lower price.
Oo.
Ano yung risk? Ano yung chance na yun na mas mababa yung presyo niya? Kaya, wag na lang.
Yeah, that's
true. Kasi lagi ko sasabi, bilhin ko na ba? Eh, paano kung may mas mura sa ganito? Sabi niya, hindi mo titingnan.
Totoo, totoo naman.
And I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, buta hanapin mo pa, inabili mo na nga. That's a good point.
Yeah. But overall, I really enjoyed Vietnam 20 Moon with you.
Yes.
You only saltiked once.
Saan ako nagsaltik?
Airport. Pero bumawi ka naman agad, nagpakape ka after. Pupuntang Hanoi. Yun na maalala?
Naalala ko kasi ang kulit mo eh. Sinabi kong wag
eh. I don't wanna get into that.
Bring up mo eh.
But ito na nga, back to Manila and we're sick as puppies.
Yeah.
I think there's really this, may COVID pa ba?
I think it's just really strong flu
like
now.
Really bad flu now, no?
Yeah.
Anyway, isa sa mga highlights ng trip ko is meeting gay friends who share very similar ideologies with us. I think that's one of the biggest surprises of that trip.
Yeah.
Especially they came from Thailand, land of the ladyboys.
You know what? But hindi eh, yun nga eh. Here's the thing with Thailand. They are so sex positive.
Right.
They are so, you know, they're the land of like sex change and all.
Nagulat ako ha.
Without the gender politics, okay?
Oh,
and I
yeah,
love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. Na parang they really say, no, I'm ladyboy. Hindi sila, no, I'm a woman.
Hindi eh. Hindi eh.
Hindi
I think
eh.
They're so grounded in reality.
Yeah.
And of course, hindi natin maikakait na meron talagang gender dysphoria dyan.
Oh naman.
But they do acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Nakita ko, mayroon ako napanood kanina, na-stress na naman ako. Kaya fini-filter ko na rin yung pinapanood ko sa Instagram. Meron isang American man, he's male, obviously male, with a huge Adam's apple. Long hair, fine, whatever. Pero mukha talaga siyang lalaki.
Oo.
Tapos, galit na galit siya dun sa Iranian or parang sa Middle Eastern
server. Yeah, I've seen that too.
So, binuli-buli niya na parang ang bastos-bastos. Can't you see I'm a female? I'm a woman. Say it, I'm a woman. What are my pronouns? Yung ginaganon niya
yuck,
na parang...
that's well, harassment.
And then, first of all, who greets someone like, what are my pronouns? Can you guess?
Yeah, dude, like,
parang,
the entitlement
is
the arrogance.
That's true. Kaya nga sabi ko, you know what, ito yun eh. Now that it's Women's Month, and we can obviously talk about these things because XX chromosomes, yo. Parang naisip ko, it's one thing to acknowledge the trans community as entertaining, as an artistic movement, as men who are obviously identifying as gay people, di ba? Parang lahat yun check. And I even wrote an article for Metro and even included Rainbow Lounge, parang Rainbow yeah. Cafe Lounge as part of your itinerary because we grew up watching drag.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang nung bata pa lang tayo, mom has always that fascination with drag and it was presented to us as entertainment.
Yeah.
It's not to confuse us na, look at these girls, they are girls because when men want
yeah,
to change,
no,
they can be
women. It's comedy.
No, yeah, exactly. It's comedy, it's art. It's adult entertainment.
Yeah, although it's questionable to me that we had to be exposed to that kind of comedy at such a young age. But that's another discussion.
Right.
Another conversation for another day.
But I think ako naman parang, no, we were teenagers. I think mom...
Not teenagers. Much younger. I have memories of us being like 8, 9. Yeah, going to comedy bars.
Yeah, but hindi pa drag yun eh. Baklaan lang dun eh.
But still, I mean, the humor is, you know, very explicitly sexual
that's true. But anyway... Diba? Parang I can acknowledge that and also I can respect that it's their hustle.
Yeah.
That some of them really use the performance arts to make a living for them, even put themselves through school.
Oh, naman.
Diba? That one, sige, saludo tayo dyan. Pero, if it's becoming crazy intense, like men really claiming that I'm a woman and I deserve to be on this cover and I deserve a space in beauty pageants as a woman, all caps woman.
Yeah.
Doon ako parang, wait lang. Why the push to take up spaces where women should thrive when you can create your own category and your own space for it?
Yun nga, kaya nga diba, there's this...
Wait, sorry. Which takes me back to this gay couple who clearly agrees with us and they're like,
yeah.
No, we don't support that shit.
They're young, ha? They're in their late 20s.
And
diba?
Yeah,
and they totally agree with us. Like, and I'm so happy na, you know, I'm also very much open to having these dialogues with people I don't know because you'll never know until you try.
Until you open that dialogue. Totoo naman.
Diba? And yun, magugulat ka rin na parang not everyone, reality is so far off from the internet. You know, on the internet, they make it seem, oh, we're a community and we believe all the same things and we, you know, have all the same opinions about issues.
Pero kasi no. May nagko-control din ng algorithm yan eh.
Yun nga.
Diba? Parang you can't just believe everything that comes through your feed.
Yeah. Pero wala eh. Hindi uso ang critical thinking, sis. Hindi uso yan. What's uso is just absorbing the narrative,
right.
Parroting it, because the majority says the same thing, and now you're like, oh, you're so progressive, you're so knowledgeable about current affairs, and ito right. Yung stand mo, and everyone has the same stand online.
Online, yeah.
Online. But if you actually talk to people and like, you know, hindi, it's not matching.
Yeah.
And what I want to say about the whole trans women claiming to be women or, you know, being in women's sports in the US, such a big deal. Or, yun nga, trans women joining Miss Universe, right? The way I see it, isn't it like this era's patriarchy?
Hidden in plain sight.
Yeah, na parang they dress up as women and now they get to take over our spaces.
Yep.
They get to have a say. I remember even coming across my feed and there's a gay dude wearing a wig, wearing a woman's costume and saying... I'm just here to remind everyone that it's Women's Month. And in my head, it's like, so now you're mansplaining, right? Diba? Na parang you're a man pretending to be a woman. As a joke, clearly, I see that it's supposed to be comedy. To remind women that it's Women's Month.
Oh, parang, oh, ano, that's technically mansplaining.
Right? Yun eh. And grabe sa TikTok ha. I'm not generalizing all trans women. Like, we've guested Sass Sassot on the show and she's great, right? But there are really other trans people who are just so aggressive. Meron pa ako napanood na TikTok na sinasabi niya.
Sinasabi niya talagang babae siya. Na hindi daw niya kailangan magpagawa ng kahit ano, babae daw siya.
No, you're delusional, that's what you are. So, itong trans girl na to, sinasabi niya na, what else could be more womanly than her, quote-unquote her, dahil nagpagawa siya ng vagina, luxury high-end pussy daw yung meron siya.
What?
Everything about her is made by science, all top of the line. So, ganun niya iniisip na parang, but it's still so fake.
Wait.
It will not come close to the real thing. It will not.
Na parang sinasabi niya, sobrang babaeng babae ako dahil lahat ng gawa sa akin, sobrang luxury high-end, best of the best doctors.
Ganon, oo, na parang, so parang ba't hindi mo pa rin siya titignan as a woman, eh mas mataas pa siya ngayon sa babae.
Oh, wow.
Ganon.
Whoa.
Ganon.
Whoa.
There are trans women who think that way.
Siguro, pero trans.
And wait.
Oh.
Isn't that your male aggression showing towards girls?
Oh.
Right? Yeah. Na now you're being all catty and mean. Yeah, we can say you're like being a bitch and what, pero you're still a man. And you're still being so hostile towards women by saying that.
It's so crazy because research, kahit anong baliktarin mo, you can never go back and change that.
Never. It's all cosmetic. It's all on the surface.
Physical. I think the way I understand it is, you do that to heal a part of you that can't accept that you have a ding dong.
Right.
That you have a penis.
Yeah.
Right? And you don't have boobs. You feel sad. So it's this, fine, it's the closest thing to match what you have in your head with your body. That's it.
Yeah.
Hindi siya yung biological change right. na i-claim mo. Because that's what Sass said, right? Na
yeah.
parang, no, I acknowledge, meron akong gender dysphoria. There's a mismatch in my mind and body.
Yeah.
And so I work my way towards becoming a woman and making it legal and, you know, the whole
shebang. Becoming a trans woman.
A trans woman.
Yeah.
But for, I mean, for some people to even declare na, no, I am a woman, period. Saan banda? Paano nangyari yun?
Yeah.
And for, I mean, the US is just totally flushing itself, right? It's gone cuckoo. Like, they have menstrual pads for men.
That's crazy.
Marketed to men.
Yeah. They claim, whenever there's a, like, yung mga man on the street videos, and they ask, can men get pregnant?
Yes, daw.
Yes, daw.
And I think this is what Satan really wants, right? The confusion, the deep, deep, deep confusion that reality will seem like a delusion to them. Yun eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, I remember, just, sabi ng isa, okay, what is a woman? Someone that identifies as a woman. Huh? Pag tinanong kita, what's an oven? Something that identifies as an oven. Just say it's an oven!
It's so parang stupid.
Hindi mo dinefine eh.
Oo.
Hindi mo na-define, pinarot mo lang. Minimic mo lang yung sinabi ko, sa totoo lang.
Yeah.
Like no, you didn't define it. You didn't objectively say what it actually is.
Grabe no, we are really living in Emperor's New Clothes time. Nakakatawa nga, may quote si J.K. Rowling eh.
Oh yeah, I like that. I like that, girl.
Meron siyang sinabi eh, na
you can wear all the lipstick and makeup you
hindi,
want.
Hindi, the emperor is naked. Ah, parang ganun, the emperor is naked, covered in makeup, wearing lipstick, and yet his balls are showing.
His balls are swinging.
Yeah, something like that.
Yikes.
Diba, na parang, guys, you know, we get so passionate about this and we don't mean to offend, we don't mean to hurt people, especially people in the LGBT community. But we just wanna make you think,
yeah,
you know, and don't just absorb and accept the ideologies being spewed from the West.
I think we've always had that curious bone in us naman, eh, di ba? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Lagi naman tayong ganun. Why?
And ako personally ha, ako kasi I have such a high regard for truth. Parang ano yung totoo? Diba? Hindi sa feelings mo, hindi sa tingin mo, ano yung totoo?
Oo.
Diba? And that's why it's getting harder and harder because now it's all relative, right? Your truth,
subjective
my
lahat.
Truth.
Oh, yeah.
Diba? Lahat tayo may kanya-kanyang truth. Truth is relative. But I don't believe that. That's not true.
Oh.
Truth is, there is absolute truth.
Yeah.
And that's the ground we get to stand on. When everything else is crumbling, ano yung totoo? Doon tayo sa totoo.
Parang nagka-crumble na talaga tong society natin.
Yeah. Anyway. You know, and yun nga, especially, you know, I check out our stats all the time. Our listeners are aged early 20s to late 30s, early 40s. You know, and ewan ko, there's just really this desire in me to, like, you know, redirect the youth. Parang, we've been through it eh.
Mm.
You know,
iba kasi yung brainwashing sa atin eh, sex.
Sa atin, oh, hypersexualized.
Hindi gender confusion.
Hindi
eh.
Gender.
Hindi.
Sa generation ah. We're talking about generations.
Sa millennials. Sex.
Oh, objectification of ourselves, hypersexualization.
Dating.
Yan.
Dating.
Kaya tinan mo, if I go back now to like the things we watched when we were in high school.
Yeah.
Mga Lizzie McGuire, all the Hilary Duff movies.
Boy crazy talaga.
All the Lindsay Lohan movies. Oo, dude. Parang
boy crazy talaga.
Wala bang iba? And now I watch Korean produced content and I'm like, look at the relationships they explore here.
Oh.
Diba? They explore relationships between mom and child. Magkapatid.
Even your
student rivals.
Present self, past self. Gusto
yeah,
ko yung mga ganyan.
Yung mga ganyan, diba? And now you're like, I really was so into the whole Hollywood celebrity culture when I was younger.
Worship eh.
Na, I was so caught up in it, hindi ko na-realize na there are other ways to consume content. There are other materials to read, to watch.
Oh.
Alam mo yun? And akala ko talaga, yun na yun. You look good. You sexualize yourself. You
screw
date around. It didn't work. Find the next boy. Yaka na naman. Okay, not working. Find another one. You
I
know,
think,
and I was stuck on that loop for like a good decade of my life.
Right. Right.
You know? And it's really, ako, personally, ako, I blame the media, you know, and because it's so powerful.
Oh,
the way it shapes our thinking, our worldview. Diba? Kaya, just go. I really feel so sorry for the kids today where there's TikTok.
Aww.
You know, halo-halo na eh. Hindi ka lang over-sexualized. Ginulo ka pa sa gender mo. 100 million thousand genders daw. Pili ka ng isa doon. You keep labeling yourself and labeling and labeling.
And if people don't bow down to that, you're so mad and hurt and offended and crumbling and fragile.
Parang, if it's all about self-esteem, the word self is there, why are you looking outside so much for validation? Akala ko ba self-esteem? Oh. Bakit kailangan everyone around you
place to that? Yeah, that's true.
Diba? Na parang, damn, it's so toxic, it's so unhealthy, it's breeding more misery in kids.
Ang dami kayang suicide na, no?
Dark
hindi
thoughts.
Lang talaga, hindi lang, yun nga eh, I really saludo talaga ako sa mga detransitioners who
yeah.
put themselves out there because they get so much hate.
From the community, ha?
Oh, from the community.
From the same community who says it's
tolerance.
All about love and tolerance and acceptance. But the moment you say, no, ginagawa ko ng mga medical... And dude, this whole sex change thing with kids and even adults, it's the biggest medical malpractice scam of the century.
Oh.
They don't know what they're getting themselves into and doctors are not explaining it ng maayos. Pero
grabe.
For a quick buck, magkano ang sex change?
Oh.
It's really expensive, ha?
Super expensive.
It's just, oh my gosh, I can't. The way things are panning out, like, Lord Jesus, we really
Come
need
quicker.
You. We need you, we need you, we need you. We need to keep praying for this world.
That's true.
Grabe.
On the lighter side of things, as a woman, ano yung mga gusto mong aspects being a woman?
Ako, I like that you can put me anywhere and I can make it pretty. Like any environment.
That's so true.
I'm such a homemaker.
Homemaker!
Yeah. Yeah. As in, kahit saan mo pa akong kwarto itaboy, mapapaganda at mapapaganda ko yan.
Ba't nga meron tayong ganong, ano, power? Parang ano yun eh, no? It's such an innate
female thing. Yeah.
Not to say, again, not to say that men can't be friggin' clean and organized, but I mean, to really beautify a space.
Uh-oh. And I like how... I like nurturing.
Yeah.
Friendships. Alam mo yun?
Pets. Life.
Family.
Ako siguro the best part about being female is how, depending on how we carry ourselves, it can greatly impact how men will act too.
Yes. It's really our power.
Power natin yun eh. To polish a man, to soften a man,
yeah,
to make a man more refined and less barbaric.
Yes.
Sometimes men can just be so barbaric.
Yeah.
Ang, ugh.
So Neanderthal.
Kaya nga, ang ganda na, we're complementary.
Yeah.
Diba? Men can also give us more guidance and stability. They can give us more security.
Yeah.
They can make us more level-headed when our emotions are going crazy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we can all, we have many things to add value, that adds value to them too.
Oo naman.
Compliment.
Yeah.
Diba? I think we've lost that. We've lost that.
Oo naman. And for a good time of my life too, I didn't know. Parang I feel like even in dating, I was so masculine. The energy.
What do you mean?
Parang because I was dating really passive men na wala namang leadership bone.
Oh.
So ako, I'm so masculine in my energy. I'm the one dictating anong gagawin, saan pupunta, direksyon ng relationship na to.
Shucks, girl.
And I'm the one.
You're not the only one.
Taino, mabot pa nga sa point. I'm the one providing. Alam mo yun, can it get more masculine than that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's true.
Diba, kulang na lang pati pag ano, pagprotekta sa ipis, ganun ako na rin eh.
Pero feeling ko kasi, you weren't taught to be in your feminine energy.
Ano naman, look at the women in our family.
Tiger eh, no? Tiger girls.
Asian tiger moms.
Women's. Parang inisip ko, even femininity and how to function in that role has to be taught.
Yeah.
It has to be taught.
It has to be taught if you're not from a healthy family dynamic kasi. But I think, you know, if you grew up in a healthy, loving household, na healthy relationship ng mom and dad mo, you'll see it. It doesn't have to be taught. It's modeled.
That's true.
Diba? Pero sa ating mga Street Fighter.
Di tayo Disney Princess.
Di tayo Disney Princess.
Street Fighter tayo, T.
Tayo sa mga Street Fighter, kailangan ituro yan.
Ako si Chun-Li. Yeah. Totoo nga, no? Gosh. So what's one thing that you've learned in your femininity energy? Ako muna. Ako recently, it's allow men to be men.
Yeah, ako rin.
Kahit kaya mo namang gawin, kung gusto nilang gawin eh, let them. Uh-oh. Lagi akong ganun yung, I'll carry it. No.
Oo.
Why not? Uh-oh. Parang, gusto niyang buhatin eh. Mas,
yeah.
Yun yung parang, I remember, in one of my flights, there was this guy who was just so kind, you know, na parang, pagod na pagod ako, I had my carry-on. Obviously, it's way heavier than 7 kg. And this guy just offers na, let me do it for you. And yung knee-jerk reaction ko na, guys, no, I got it. Kahit pagod na ako, pawis na pawis ako. Alam mo yun, yung, sakit na ng tuhod ko.
A strong, independent woman ka, pe.
Oh, and then I realized ko, as in, parang I was thinking about it for like a good 15 minutes when I sat on my seat. I'm like, why the heck not?
Hindi mo nga siya pinatulong.
Hindi talaga.
I
friggin...
Oh my gosh, that happened to me, dude. Yung I was with my first boyfriend. Pababa kami ng hagdan. May malaki akong maleta. Di ko talaga, he's like, ako na, ako hindi, ako na. As in,
grabe, di ba?
Ano yun? Like, just let him carry the damn luggage, dude. What are you trying to prove, girl?
Yun nga eh.
Hay nako.
Yun. So yun yung isa sa mga learning ko as I embrace my femininity more. Parang, let men be men. It doesn't matter if you can do it or not. Let men be men.
Yeah, and it's not just about the doing. Ako naman yung ganyan ko is, yes, let men be men. If they wanna pay for the meal, let them pay for the meal.
Yeah.
If they wanna pay for your whatever, let them. They offered, take it.
Diba? Diba? With much gratitude and happiness, take it.
And be thankful. And pero hindi ka rin naman... Diba?
Entitled, you're not
gonna
though.
Number one, you're not gonna act entitled. Number two, you're not gonna act inferior just because he paid for it. And, diba?
Na parang kowtowing ka naman na parang, thank you
talaga. Or parang it's gonna make him be entitled na, binayaran ka yan. So, dapat may kapalit. Hindi rin. Diba? You uphold your dignity na hindi. You say you wanna give, I accept without any transactional bullshit.
Okay, pero ito. Meron ako napanood. There's this girl in New York and she was flaunting na first date niya sa kanya, nilibre siya ng Hermes, and then after that, nakita mo yun?
No.
And this girl was like, people keep asking me to show off my dates in uptown, parang kasi lagi daw siyang nasa downtown yung mga dates niya. Uptown naman daw sa Manhattan, New York. So she did, and she's flaunting na una siyang dinala sa Hermes, and then dinala siya sa isang fine dining restaurant na ang ginastos is $1,000
mm-hmm.
for dinner. Tapos sinasabi niyang, screw the men who tell you that they can't reach your standards. Standards are ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Tapos parang people in the comments are like, standards? You sold yourself for a dinner and a pair of shoes. What standards are you talking about?
Correct.
Parang bakit nakahinge yung standards sa monetary value?
Correct.
May ibibigay sa'yo.
Ano
tapos,
yun? Para kang auction for auction na kung sino yung highest bidder, doon mo ibibigay parang, yung sex mo, ganon.
Or parang yung, attention mo and time mo, and parang sinasabi kasi ng mga tao na, okay, reveal. Reveal the picture of that guy. Reveal, parang, bakit mo in-end doon? Wait, may totoong nangyari, di ba? Kasi no one's buying it. A guy will spend what? $4,000 or $5,000 on one date for nothing?
You know what? At the end of this, baka this girl's just
funding it herself. Sabi nga nung iba,
hindi, or baka naman escort siya. You don't know what's going on online.
Yeah. So those are the two biggest comments na parang, girl, show the receipt. And number two, parang as an escort, I can honestly tell you, those aren't standards.
It's not.
It's a transaction.
It is, mismo.
Diba? Na parang, gosh.
That's not standards.
This is how we define empowerment. Consumerism pa din. Correct. Diba?
Na dun mo binigay kasi dun yung pinakamalaking gastos for you.
Crazy, diba?
It's crazy. And
people really think that's empowerment in the States, ha? Like,
not just in the States. I've heard conversations of women here.
Yeah, that's true.
Diba? Na, laki-laki ng ginastos sa akin eh. So, diba? Yung parang, girl.
Oh.
Hindi lang pera binigay, pero you're acting like a pokpok.
What do you mean?
Hindi lang cash binigay sa'yo. Binigay in kind. Hindi ba? Tell me I'm wrong.
Pretty woman, kumbaga.
Diba? Parang just because it's in kind doesn't make it any less of a transaction like that.
That's true.
Diba?
What's so bad about that though?
Na binavalue mo lang yung pera nung magiging future partner mo?
It's not a real relationship kasi.
It's not a real relationship.
I think that's where...
It's transactional. Kinumodify mo sarili mo, kinumodify din niya yung pera niya, exchange, or whatever goods, kung anong gusto mo, bag, sapatos, vacation.
I think it's only women on survival mode who are so okay with that.
Oh naman.
And because I don't think they have the maturity and awareness to admit that they're operating in survival mode, they twist it as empowerment.
Oh naman, I see that.
Just so it's not, you know, the blow isn't too hard, kumbaga.
Yeah.
Kung gano'n nila iisipin.
Oo.
Na, ikaw nga, nakikipag-date, wala ka naman nakakuha eh. Ako, ito. I have a bag, I have a pair of shoes, I have jewelry, I have that.
Yeah.
Pero I just don't think it's an honest relationship because there has to be a level of fantasy you have to play.
Yeah.
To keep feeding off that dynamic.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Diba? May fantasy ka na fulfill eh. Whether you're a sugar baby.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. Pero grabe ah, like, I mean, I saw a recent article na talagang Filipinas are proud to say they're sugar babies.
Filipinas?
Oo, kasi may mga sugar baby sites na pwede ka nang mag-sign up eh. Even if yung VPN mo nasa Philippines.
Di ba yan? Grabe, no?
Sinasabi nila parang 50,000 pesos and I don't even have to, you know, pardon my crass, pero I don't have to suck anyone's dick. Picture-picture lang. Show you titties, titties.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Online prostitution siya eh.
Yeah.
Technically.
Yeah.
You can say all you want. Hindi naman ako nahawakan, hindi naman ako, sure, but it's still your imago day, girl.
Yeah, yeah. Totoo, totoo.
Pero image of God pa din, you're bearing it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Diba? And you're not really fostering a safe, emotional, healthy relationship.
And I think the scary part of it is you're a diminishing commodity. Tumatanda ka eh.
Oo. Yep. If the more you keep investing it in yourself that way.
Oo eh.
Parang talo ka eh.
Correct. Talo ka talaga. Kasi hindi siya yung investment na nag-grow.
Oo, oo, oo.
It's investment that loses value every day because you're aging.
Yeah.
And once that man sees your wrinkles or a dimple or whatever.
Yeah, he can take his money elsewhere.
There's a brand new commodity to play with.
Oh, may mas bata. A younger,
tighter, perkier
yes.
model.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kaya ngayon, na-enjoy ko din talaga na as a woman, it's okay to be naturally a woman.
Yeah.
Hindi yun yung na-embrace ko lately na at the end of the day, ang ganda kaya ng natural, ngayon ka na-appreciate yung natural beauty.
Uh-huh.
Probably because I've been slathered with so much makeup in my 20s.
Yeah.
Corsets and high heels and boob, ano ba yan, shapers and para shocks nakakatamad. Yun naman, duster na lang ako, ti. Sumobra naman ata. But at the same time, I'm just like, you know what? I get to define what beauty is to me.
Totoo.
Not some external industry telling me how to feel bad for myself.
Yeah, totoo.
And as a woman, that's my power too. Like, F you.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I'll neglect my health. Doesn't mean I'll be a slob.
Oo naman.
But it just also goes to show na we haven't fully realized the power of a woman. Ganda, no?
Boom. Mic drop.
Galing ko.
Stacey, ang galing ko. But yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, happy Women's Month, sis.
Happy Women's Month, girls. Yeah. Happy Women's Month. Di naman. Di naman. No. Not at all. but yeah, kumakate ng aking throat.
Oo nga eh, ako rin eh.
Yeah.
Itapusin na natin ito bago pa natin ubuhan ng mic.
Thank you so much guys for listening.
Please appreciate and share the love.
Yeah.
Grabe, please pray for us.
Yeah, we've been sick
over a week. Yeah, but hey, welcome back to Manila where the grab prices are 3 times higher.
Oo nga.
And tourist spots are just not touristy at all.
Yeah. We hate what you guys did to the Bohol yeah, Chocolate what the heel? Hills. What the heel? What the fudge?
What the heel? The heels have slides.
Yeah. Isa, gigil na gigil ako doon. Kung sino man may pakanaanon.
Yeah, that's an ongoing story because hey,
nakakabuisit.
May dalawa pang resort sa likod noon.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Ano ba yan? Kaya hindi umulat Pilipinas eh.
We don't deserve nice things. We ruined it. What the hell?
What the fudge? Anyway, that's it for today's episode.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday. And thanks for tuning in. Please share and... yeah, message us kung meron kayong mga feelings about this. You know, for one naman, we're very open to discussion as long as it's respectful and you're not out like coming in hot and attacking and bashing, you know. We have no time for that. Bawal low EQ dito, guys. So if you want to have a good discussion, like let's have a respectable discussion. If you disagree or if you agree or whatever it is, di ba?
Alrighty. Bye. Bye.